Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh, you are. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer. You are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. Your creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven.
crowns before you now. We cast our crowns before you now. Cast our crowns before you now. We give it all to you.
For worship here.
So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
Lord, I leave my head. will just take some time and just love him. Just lift up your hands and begin to sing to him in the spirit.
Hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to the King of Kings. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. For rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is good to be in the presence of the Lord. The Lord, there is fullness of joy. Starting another week, Lord, we bless you. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be honored and given glory above all others and above all else. We shall give unto the Lord all the glory due unto his name. We shall bring an offering and sacrifice before him of worship and praise in the beauty of his holiness. The Lord is great. He is all power, the glory, the victory, and majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is the Lord. He is a great king of all, and he is exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from the Lord. He reigns over all. In his hands is all power and might. He has the power to make men great. The Lord has bought us with the price of his own blood. Therefore, we shall glorify the Lord in our body and in our spirit, which is the Lord. In all things, in everything we'll do, we will give thanks unto the Lord. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Praise and honor and glory unto the King, who is eternal, immortal, and invisible. He is the only wise God, and he deserves the honor and glory forever and ever. Jesus Christ is the King of all kings. He is the Lord of all lords. We will give continual thanksgiving and praise unto the Lord our God for his unspeakable gift, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength, and all our might. The Lord is far above all principalities, powers, might, and dominion. His name is far above every name that is named, not only in the world, but also in that which is to come. We give thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is the great I am that I am, for he is everything that we need. We shall bring an offering of sacrifice and praise unto the Lord continually, and the fruit of our lips shall forever give him praise and thanksgiving. The name of the Lord is wonderful, Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. There is none like the Lord in all the earth, for the Lord is great, and his name is great and mighty. Jesus is the bread of life unto our souls. The mercies of the Lord never cease. The mercies of the Lord never cease. They are new and renewed every morning. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. Unto the Lord is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. God has highly exalted his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and has given him a name above every name. We willfully and joyfully serve the Lord with gladness. We come continually before his presence with praise, songs of worship, and thanksgiving. For the Lord, he is God. He has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We shall daily enter into the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We will spend each day by giving thanks unto him and will forever praise and bless the name of the Lord. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, endures forever. We'll bless the Lord from the depths of our souls, and with all that is within us, we'll glorify him, magnify him, give him praise, and bless his holy name. We'll bless the Lord from the depths of our souls, and we will not forget any of his benefits. For the Lord is the one who forgives all our iniquities. He heals all of our sicknesses and diseases. He saves and redeems us from every destruction and attack against our lives. He blesses us with good things, and he renews our life, health, and strength like an eagle. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory is above the heavens. The mercies of the Lord endure forever, for he alone has done great wonders. By his wisdom he made the heavens. He stretched out the earth above the waters. He made the sun to shine in the day, and he made the moon and stars to shine in the night. Our prayers shall be as a sweet-smelling incense before the Lord, and the lifting of our hands shall be as the evening sacrifice unto him. We shall speak of the glory of the Lord and talk of his power forever. The kingdom of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, and his dominion endures throughout all times and generations. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable and will never end. Many shall speak of the mighty acts of the Lord, and we shall be the one who will always declare his greatness. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We'll continually call upon the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. The Lord lives. He shall live forever and ever. Blessed be our rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. The Lord is more desirable than fine gold, and he is sweeter than the honey in a honeycomb. The goodness and mercy of the Lord shall surely follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord forever. will give the glory to the Lord that is due unto his name. We'll worship him in the beauty of his holiness. We'll command our soul to bless the Lord at all times. And we'll command our mouths to give him praise continually. The Lord is exalted above the heavens, and his glory is exalted above the earth. We'll bless the Lord as long as we shall live. We'll lift up our hands unto his name. How awesome and excellent is the name of the Lord in the earth, for his glory is set above the heavens. The heavens belong to the Lord. The earth and the fullness thereof also belong to him, for he has created and established them both. There is no one in the heavens that can be compared unto the Lord, neither is there anyone among men that is like him. God is great and greatly to be reverenced and revered in the assembly of saints. There is one who is strong. There is no one who is strong like the Lord God of hosts, for his faithfulness is round about him. The Lord rules the raging sea, and when the waves rise, he commands them to be still. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name. For the Lord showed forth his loving kindness in the morning, and he showed forth his faithfulness every evening. The Lord is a great God and a great King above all other gods. We'll continually worship, bow down, and kneel before the Lord, who is our Maker. We'll declare the glory of the Lord. We'll declare his wonders among all people. Honor and majesty belong to the Lord. Strength and beauty are his sanctuary. We'll worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. We shall reference him in all the earth. Jesus, the Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. He is the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is soon to come. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We welcome you, we adore you, we worship you, and we glorify your name. Holy Ghost, you are worthy of praise and glory and honor. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your mighty move in our midst this morning. We surrender completely and totally to you, Holy Spirit. Let it not be us, but Christ that lives inside of us. We surrender to you. Have your way, Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, lead us, guide us into all truth. Spirit of the living God, teach us. In the name of Jesus, our comforter, our friend, our teacher, our guide, our Holy Ghost, you are our advocate. We love you, Holy Spirit, and we thank you. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for your mercies. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Be merciful, O God. Father God, we have sinned and fallen short of your glory in thoughts, in words, in deeds, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. We tap into your mercy this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, have mercy upon our children. Lord, have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. We pray for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. Hallelujah. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. The blood that gave us strength from day to day. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, our jobs, our transportation, our cars, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our atmosphere. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. The blood, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, and the glory within us. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, oh God, our nieces and our nephews, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you send your holy angels to minister and do your bidding in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to walk by faith, O God. And not by sight, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless the Lord at all times. Father, we thank you, 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 we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are wonderful. You are mighty, O God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. 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 We adore you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ramasandariyako. We'll bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ramasandariyako. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, as I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. None of you, none of me, oh God, none of me, all of you. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is a word from the Lord to each and every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. In Genesis 12, when you look at Genesis 12, just bear with me. I'm not going to go too deep this morning. Hallelujah. In Genesis 12, you look at verses 1 to 3. It's a familiar scripture. When the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of the country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee. And curse him that curses thee. Indeed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 13 that Abraham departed after the Lord had spoken unto him. Abram, at that time he was Abram. When you go and you look at the promise all through Abram's journey, God comes always come and give, reiterate and even break down the promises that he promised Abram. Hallelujah. From leaving his parents' home, that not basically is that worshiping idols and coming unto the Lord. And God blesses Abraham. He says this to Abraham. And you look through all Genesis, and then you see Abraham, God saying the same thing, but breaking it down even more. This land I would give to thee, God, is literally reassuring Abram that we will bless him. Hallelujah. When you look at Genesis 13, hallelujah, then you see the Lord said, verse 14, the Lord said unto Abram, son that Lot was separated from him, lift up thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northwards and southwards and eastwards and westwards. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise and walk through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it, I will give it unto thee. And Abraham moved and stand and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar. Hallelujah. And I could go on and on with different instances. Hallelujah. When we go to Genesis 14, hallelujah, and we look at Genesis 14, hallelujah, after Abram had won this battle with the king. We look at Genesis 14, 18, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he gave him a tithe of all. Hallelujah. So we see Melchizedek, king of Salem, and that is actually Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus always said, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Blessed be Abram of the Most High. So Abram is blessed. Hallelujah. Every promise is, and I can go on and on and on and on and give you scriptures upon scriptures where God comes back and promise Abram, and the promises continue and continue. What am I saying to you this morning? Hallelujah. When God blessed you, he blesses your seed. What I mean, your seed, I'm talking about your children. Your children are your seed. Abraham will look at Isaac. Isaac, the promises. And remember, Isaac blessed Jacob. And then you look down and you see the blessing, that when the blessings passing down. And we right now receive those blessings. Abraham paid tithes unto the king of Melchizedek, unto Jesus Christ. And that means Abraham paid tithes even for the sons of Levi that were still in his loins. Was still in his loins. What I mean, still in his loins, because you know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then Jacob, hallelujah, and you see where is Levi? Levi is coming in after that's Jacob's son. Hallelujah, the priesthood. What you do is very important to remember what you do in this world. That's my message to you. You're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for generations yet unborn. So you're doing it for children and generations that you will never see. Hallelujah. There are many of us thriving in life because of what great-great-great-great-great-grandfather and grandmother did. And so we're receiving because God blessed them and God promised them. God's promises are yes and amen. You don't necessarily have to see it, but your seed will see it. The seed of your seed will see it. And so that's why sometimes when you don't see things happening, it will not happen. You don't trust God. You run away. That prophetic word, I don't see it. No. It might not be for your, but it's for the child or the children, the seed that is in your loins. That's how God bless. He blesses generations. How do you, when you look at the stuff, people dying and they have this house and that house and they leave that house for that daughter or son. The daughter or son stays in that house. The daughter and son died. The daughter and son will leave it for their children. And it goes on from on the land from generation to generation to generation. And when God releases generation of blessing, hallelujah, he said, I will bless thee. When God said, I will bless you, you jump up. You scream, hallelujah. Because when he said, I will bless thee, it's for your seed. Some promises you will see and some you will not see. It's for your generation. All God's promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. There's a saying in Nigeria, you do good for yourself. You do bad for yourself. We get blessings because parents, great-great-great-great-grandparents did. Hallelujah. That's why sometimes when people see it and they say, oh, you saw a person child and you get favor. You know why you get the favor? Because of what your grandmother has done for that person. Oh, your grandmother was so nice to me or your grandfather was so nice to me and you obtained favor. Hallelujah. They gave me cold water to drink. They did this for me. That's what blessing. I'm telling you about generation. I'm just giving an overview that when we do things, we must be very, very, very careful of what we do because we can affect generations yet unborn. We cannot be selfish because we want this, that, and get into witchcraft, get into covenant with the enemy. When you get into witchcraft and you get into covenant, you put in your whole line, your seed into that covenant. You put in them right into it. And sometimes they don't even know why things happening in their life. It's because of man's selfishness. I got to have it now. I want that promotion now. I want to be a vice president. I want to be president. Then people take human blood, kill human being, do take off. Are you in the Masonic? Are you in the different things and in the secret society? And you're taking off for babies, for seed yet unborn. You're doing human sacrifice for seed yet unborn. You killing that goat and that chicken and that cow for seed yet unborn. When you joining the mazes, you joining it for seed yet unborn. Because guess what? In the mazes, only people who in that bloodline can join the mazes, the Eastern Star. You joining it for your generation, yet unborn. You are literally making a covenant for your seed, and for your seed of your seed, yet unborn. That you cannot do that. We've got to remember that's how God releases a generation of blessings. Persuade men to do challenge. Then you look, you in curses. Curses, and maybe sometimes, I don't see the curses, but your children, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren got to be living in, they don't even know what you did. They didn't know what you did. They didn't know what off you did. And they find themselves just going around in circles and circles and circles because of a decision someone in the generational line made. Hallelujah, it's wrong. Things we do, we must be cautious and do it unto the Lord. And do not get generations yet unborn into entanglement. It's not right and it's not there. What am I saying to you? I wanted to switch to something else to preach. The Lord kept carrying me back. Hallelujah. So when God keeps taking you back to this, be careful who you associate with. Be careful who you enter into covenant with. Be careful. It is not about you. It is about the glory of God for your children and seed and seed and seed and seed. It's a wonderful thing when you look down from heaven and you see that God just answered a prayer you prayed for 200 years ago when you were on earth. Now you are spirit in an immortal in heaven, walking in with the streets of gold. And God said, come and look. And then you see those prayers that 200, 300, 400, 500 years, you've been gone for years to the seed of your seed. God is not a man that he should lie. Be cautious. When you decide to go to the soothsayer and say, you're taking all your generation with you. When you decide to pay tithes to your soothsayer, you're paying tithes for your generation, you're putting it into covenant. Hallelujah. You don't want to do that. Everything we do, we have to be cautious because it will affect one generation to another. Some people don't even know why they're experiencing different negativity in their lives. It's because of some of these evil, evil covenants their ancestors did. That's why when we pray, we ask, we always come and repent for what our ancestors did. Please do not be aligned with the enemy. It's just a short-term pleasure. Only what you do for Almighty God will last. Father, we bless you. And we thank you, Lord. I pray that each and every one will heed, including myself, to your voice. Heed the word you're speaking to us this morning. That we'll be cautious of what we do, what we say, knowing that this can affect generation yet unborn. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning, each and every one of us, we repent on behalf of our ancestors, covenant they may have entered into knowingly or unknowingly. We ask you for mercy in the name of Jesus, on behalf of our ancestors and ourselves, mercy. Have mercy. And Father God, we invoke the covenant blessings. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. The generational covenant blessings. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. And Lord, your name will be glorified. And thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. We seal this word with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Walk into your generation of blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.